And now we get to our weekly weather update with retired National Weather Service meteorologist Hugh Johnson. Welcome back, Hugh.
Hey, how you doing, Bria?
Doing good, especially after what a beautiful day today. But I thought it was supposed to hit 80 or higher, and then the forecasters kept dialing it down. What happened?
Well, basically, Bria, we had a backdoor cold front come through. And most of the time, cold fronts come through from west to east or northwest to southeast. This one came from the north to northeast, going southwest. This is very typical in the spring, especially if there's any high pressure building off the cold Atlantic waters. It can easily drive and overcome any very warm air mass. People in Boston know this all too well. They oftentimes, if they're on the Charles River and they're boating, they can flip sideways with the strong northeast wind coming in, dropping the temperature 20, 30 degrees. Now, it wasn't quite like that, but when I went out this morning, I was kind of surprised. It was still in the mid-60s when I left for going to my volunteer at the hospital. And then I looked again about 10 minutes later, and the temperature already had dropped. So I threw a jacket on. It's a good thing because it was a little raw this morning. And then finally, we got some sun this afternoon. Temperatures did recover to the 60s. Down in my hometown, Philadelphia, hit at least 90 degrees, tying a record that was set 50 years ago, and in the low 90s in parts of Washington, D.C., and further south. So a lot of hot air that we missed out on, and some people will probably feel frustrated. But we ended up with a pretty decent day. I mean, really, it wasn't bad at all, you know, mid-60s.
Is it me, or is April ending up on the dry side?
No, it's not you at all, Lennox. It's funny, the second half of April, we've only had 36 hundredths of an inch of rain after having, we had the really wet March and we started out gangbusters in April. The pattern has changed. Now, we talked about this last week, the El Nino. Not only is it going away, but I'm already seeing signs of a La Nina replacing it. I don't think it's officially there yet, but it's getting close. And we're starting to see ridging in the southeast, I think, and that's part of La Nina. And another very interesting thing, and a guy I used to work with, I saw him a couple days ago, brought up, and I actually looked at it, and he's right. Even though we talk about how warm the Atlantic's been, certainly in the eastern part towards Europe, extremely warm, it's cooling down in the eastern part off the United States seaboard and further east into much of central Atlantic. It's actually that part of the Atlantic is actually cooling off, which I had noticed before, but it seems to have really accelerated in the last few weeks. So the combination of those two things seems to have changed our weather pattern. I thought we have a wet spring in the May. Now I'm not so sure. The jet stream, that the La Nina active polar jet stream, or not, a Pacific jet stream, I should say, has actually finally weakened and is not falling apart. So we have seen a pattern change going on, and will be interesting to see how this evolves in as we work into May.
So, Hugh, with those changes, are we still in fire weather season? Does the drier April increase the risk?
A little bit, absolutely, Bria. We are still, we are officially in fire weather season until May 15th, and that's because the New York State continues the outdoor fire ban through mid-May to May 15th, and that pretty much stays steady. That's a pretty steady, constant thing, but we are getting green up now, a partial green up. We're in that transient stage where leaves are starting to bud on the trees. The grass is pretty darn green. But the ground really has dried up. I mean, we still have great water supply. Don't even talk about drought. We're not even talking about that. But the surface of the ground has definitely dried out. So we are starting to see some changes. But fire weather is still a possibility. I mean, we're still in the fire weather season for the next couple of weeks. I don't see any real significant fire issues. I don't see much wind the next few days, and we will get some rain tomorrow. I don't think a whole lot, but we will get some showers tomorrow for sure. So I don't see any real threat, but we are technically, yes, we are in the fire weather season.
And Hugh, I know we've gone over this before, but could you just briefly remind us what the difference is between El Nino and La Nina?
Sure. El Nino is when we have the anomalous warm ribbon of water along the equator part of the Pacific, where you get that very warm band of water, and you also get a responsive, very strong, active jet stream creating shear in the Atlantic Ocean, which helps supposedly suppress the hurricane, but it didn't really do that much last year. But now the La Nina is when it's the opposite. It's the opposite end of what we call the ENSO, and now we cool the Pacific. And when we cool the Pacific, we usually build a ridge in the southeast. We weaken the southern jet, and we sometimes strengthen the polar jet. Being that it's summer, I don't think that's going to be a problem. But what could be very well happen is we could get a big ridge developing in the southeast, and it could be a really hot summer, especially in the southeast. And we've already seen that today. As I said, we've already seen temperatures up to 90 degrees in the mid-Atlantic, not too far away. If it weren't for that backdoor shallow cool air, we would have been a lot warmer.
So with those big ridges that you're saying, do we have any chances of potentially severe weather like they're having in Oklahoma and Iowa?
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. The La Nina actually increases the threat of severe weather in the plains. Now, for us, it's kind of a wash. I mean, it could happen with either El Nino or La Nina. We've seen it both ways. But, yeah, we're starting to get in that season where we have to keep an eye. The thunderstorms will start increasing climatologically anyways. And we might actually have a rumble of thunder tonight where there's disturbance passing through. And I don't think anything severe. And again, tomorrow afternoon, again, I don't think anything severe. But we will have to watch. But the one thing I want to stress about thunderstorms, when we consider them severe, it does not include lightning, which is it'd be nice if they did that. But I understand why they don't. It would make it very hard to verify and that kind of thing. But lightning is still probably the most dangerous aspect of most thunderstorms. So even if it's a generic thunderstorm, take it seriously. If you hear thunders, go indoors. It's absolutely, when the thunder roars, go indoors. But severe weather includes high winds of 60 miles an hour, hail of inch in diameter, and any thunderstorm that produces a tornado. Those are all considered severe thunderstorms. And even if they're not severe, they're strong. You can still get some damage with winds gusting to 40 to 50. You can still knock out some power lines and things like that. So, yeah, we're getting to that season. So something, especially with people being out golfing and everything, I don't see anything severe in the next few days, but we could actually see a few hear a few rumbles of thunder by this time tomorrow.
Anything else in your focus for the rest of April heading into May?
Okay, yeah, we're going to have, tomorrow we have some showers. That front that's towards south, it's going to kind of meander for the next day or so, and a couple of disturbance moves along it. And then after that, we actually get a couple of nice days coming up, but maybe an early morning shower Wednesday. And then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday look pretty dry and seasonable with temperatures well up in the 60s, possibly 70 in a few warmer spots with a good deal of sunshine. Weekend looks like, unfortunately, a little disturbance coming through with the front. Nothing big, but we probably will get some showers sometime on Saturday and maybe a lingering one on Sunday before we clear out again early next week. But it looks like we're not really seeing big rainstorms in the offing, and luckily no severe weather yet. And I don't actually see – the next shower 80, by the way, it's a week from now, and that's a little late. We usually get an 80 degree by the end of April, beginning of May, so we're running a little late on that 80 degree. Sorry we didn't get it today for you.
Thanks, Hugh, for joining us once again, and we look forward to speaking with you next week.
Absolutely. Have a great evening, everyone.
You too. Thanks, Hugh.
All right, bye-bye.